He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Monday, June 1st. And well, the Texans started off with a very eventful practice during OTAs today. Yes, Glover Quinn had another interception. Remember, he had three in his first week of OTAs. He's the rookie out of New Mexico. He had one again on Monday. So, you know, there have been a lot of questions about who will be the cornerback who will step up with Dante Robinson out. And it looks like Glover Quinn is one of those people. He keeps impressing the coaches, and he keeps looking good in coverage. He's a big guy, almost the size of a safety, but he's got the speed. Here's what Coach Gary Kubiak had to say about the play of Glover Quinn.
You know, he just seems like he makes a play every day. He's got a knack for getting his hands on the ball. When he does, he tends to come up with it. So he's doing a lot of good things. He's getting a great deal of reps, you know, because of Dante's situation. So a good chance for him to help the team quickly.
Well, Coach Gibbs says that you don't feel necessarily that Dante's missing right now because you got so many people actually stepping up back there. What is your assessment?
Well, you know, a lot of guys are getting time, you know, so that's the key. When a player's out, everybody moves up in the line. So just a ton of reps to go around over the course of these 14 days, and, you know, these guys need it. And the best way to describe it is they're taking advantage of it. So they're doing a good job with the reps.
As for secondary coach David Gibbs, well, he's also been impressed with Quinn, but in fact, he's been impressed with a lot of the rookies and just how that whole unit, his secondary, has been playing. Here are his thoughts on how everything's been going with Dante Robinson not at OTAs.
He took last week off. He had three his first week. He didn't get any last week. I think he slept through all 3 days and got one today, but the other two rookies are doing good too.
We know if we're going to be successful, this secondary's got to play better than it has, and that's my goal, and that's the player's goal. So even though you know, one of our better players in here right now, these kids they're working their rear ends off every day, and they're getting better.
And as another little side note, over the weekend, head coach Gary Kubiak helped run a fun run to benefit wounded veterans. It's called the Impact a Hero Run. And many of the coaches were out in attendance. It was a lot of fun, and it went to a very good cause. So that's something to always mark on your calendar. You see Texans coaches and players are there for autograph sessions, and it's a really neat event. All right. Well, as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.